This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. With its stock in sharp decline, Trump's media company will buy $400 million of its own stock shares back. Trump's media company's stock has lost nearly half, 46% of its value this year. Trump Media and Technology Group, which operates the Truth Social Media platform, said it will retire the shares after they are purchased, meaning these particular shares can't be reissued. Companies can drive their stock higher by acquiring or removing the number of company shares outstanding. Trump is the largest stakeholder in Trump Media, with about 114 million shares. The shares peaked about a month after the company went public in late March, but Trump Media shares have been on a steady downward trajectory since. The company said it lost $400 million in 2024, and its annual revenue declined 12% to $3.6 million. After winning the U.S. presidential election last November, Trump transferred all of his shares in the company, worth around $4 billion on paper, as a gift to the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust. Trump's shares amounted to more than half of the company's stock. Trump Media will fund the buyback separately from its Bitcoin treasury. Under that plan, institutional investors will buy $2.5 billion in the company's stock, with the proceeds going to build up Trump's Bitcoin reserve. A 42-year-old Utah man died last Wednesday in a climbing accident on Mount Gold in Glacier National Park. Officials with the National Park Service said Brian Astley fell while descending a steep off-trail climbing route from the west face of Mount Gold, a peak that stands at 9,500 feet, making it the highest point along the Garden Wall in Glacier National Park. Emergency dispatchers received a report of an individual who had fallen from Mount Gold above the Highline Trail at 5:54 p.m. on Wednesday, July 9th. Park rangers worked with rescue services and located Astley's body the same day, but postponed recovery until the next morning, Thursday, for the safety of the rescuers. The Air Force unit that oversees missile and bomb bases has suspended the use of the M-18 modular handgun issued to its military personnel after an airman's accidental death in Wyoming. The active-duty airman assigned to the 90th Missile Wing died at F.E. Warren Air Force Base in Cheyenne, Wyoming, when his M-18 handgun fired without the trigger being pulled, killing him. A day after the death of the Warren Air Force Base airman, the Air Force withdrew the use and issuance of the M-18 pistols until further notice. The guns have a history of reported unintentional firings, possibly due to an ill-fitting striker design. Air Force Security Forces airmen will still be equipped with the M4 rifle, but not the Sig Sauer M-18 firearm. Air Force airmen have been issued the M-18 pistols since March 2019. At one site, the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Great Falls, Montana, Air Force personnel have been using the handgun for more than three decades. But an FBI report raised concerns about the Sig Sauer M-17 and M-18 pistols firing without someone pulling the trigger. Military personnel, police officers, and private gun users have seen problems with the Sig P320 series, which includes M18s, for years now, says gunsmith Brian Dimoff, who explained, "This is a common problem. The amount of memes that are just crucifying Sig Sauer on the internet have been going on for years." Dimoff said he believes the issue is that the company tried to design its striker system without infringing on Glock's patent of the same system, and so made an ill-fitting design that can slip. The internal pieces of the firearm are under spring pressure, and a block keeps the firing action at bay. If the pieces don't fit together well, they loosen and then are prone to jolts that can cause the weapon to fire even without the trigger being pulled. Earlier incidents of the handgun's firing have been reported. One happened when a Sig Sauer P320 went off in its holster, an incident documented on video, wounding a police officer in the leg. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.